This year's State of Florida Workers Report looked at how wages in the state have changed since 1980 and how low-wage earners stack up against high-wage earners. Overall, wages have been pretty stagnant over the past three decades, but like national trends, in Florida, the gap between the rich and the poor has increased over time. Adjusted for inflation, the top 25% highest earning workers earned almost 50% more since 1980, while wages for the lowest quarter went up less than 15%. Ali Bustamante wrote the report. He says, despite the bleak outlook overall, there were a few positive findings.
We've seen, particularly in terms of women and African Americans, they've made considerable wage gains. They've closed the gap between either males or between the Anglo population, which is ultimately going to and has already affected their social mobility over the past 30 years.
But he says there is still a lot of work to be done to continue closing those gaps. Women in Florida make about $10,000 less than their male counterparts, and the poverty rate for Black Floridians is 18% higher than white Floridians. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.